One of the most annoying things in our impoverished public discourse, which frankly has been degraded by all sides, are the howls from liberals about democracy, and especially that Donald Trump will quote unquote destroy democracy. That battle cry has become a literal yard sign in election year 2024, with Harris Wall supporters planting placards in their yards proclaiming simply decency, democracy. Okay, I get the decency part. They feel that Donald Trump is crude, belligerent. And, you know, to be honest, Trump since 2015, 2016 certainly has shown his vulgarity. But most annoying are the shouts, the screams that Donald Trump is going to destroy democracy. Most troubling about the charge is its emptiness, its vagueness. I've had exchanges with liberals about this, usually only via email because they get too emotional face to face. I attempt the dialogue by saying something like, okay, look, I know you detest Donald Trump. I understand your concern about him threatening decency and demeaning civil discourse. I get it. But please tell me specifically, how will Donald Trump destroy democracy? What typically follows is a litany aimed at the person of Trump, often sprinkled with added incendiary descriptions like fascist, Hitler, Mussolini. I plead, however, for specifics. I want to know how precisely a reelected Donald Trump would, quote unquote, destroy democracy. Would he somehow unilaterally end First Amendment freedoms, such as speech, press, assembly? How does a president do that? After a second and final term, would he barricade himself in the Oval Office with a group of Marines refusing to leave? Would he somehow cancel the November 2028 election once he was term limited out of office? How so? In these exchanges, I try to get my interlocutor to define democracy so we can better ascertain how Donald Trump will destroy it. That dialogue gets still worse when I explain to the person the United States of America is not, are you ready for this, a democracy. Yes, that's correct. As someone who has taught political science for three decades, perhaps I can add some light. The United States of America is a representative republic, defined by Merriam-Webster as a system in which, quote, power resides in a body of citizens entitled to vote and is exercised by elected officers and representatives responsible to them, unquote. More specifically, we're a constitutional republic. That is, a nation with a constitution that lays out our government structure, branches, division of powers, and our splendid system of checks and balances. Those brilliant checks and balances by the founders prevent the chief executive from destroying democracy. I suppose that because we have certain democratic values, we might be loosely labeled a representative democracy or a constitutional democracy. But what we are really is a representative constitutional republic. Now, here's a shocker for the destroying democracy crowd. The U.S. Constitution, are you ready for this? Doesn't use the word democracy or democratic even one time. That's right. Check it out yourself. Likewise, the word never appears in the Declaration of Independence. By contrast, representative or representation appears 21 times in the Constitution. In fact, the Constitution uses this description, quote, the United States shall guarantee to every state of the Union a republican form of government, unquote. So this surge among progressives describing us as a democracy is a further sign of civic illiteracy. We're a republic, folks. To borrow from Ben Franklin, our founders gave us a republic, if we can keep it. So regardless of how one feels about Donald Trump, he cannot destroy our democracy. He's conveniently being accused of destroying the very thing that the nation is not. When you encounter that nonsense, challenge it. The charge itself contributes to our declining discourse and decency. For American Radio Journal, I'm Paul Kengor. Thanks for listening.